Education Minister Helen McEntee, you're here at the Mercy College in Sligo, which I believe is your first engagement since taking up the education portfolio. You've witnessed firsthand the destruction that Storm Éowyn has caused to several classrooms. You stood in the ruins with the school principal, Anne Garby. Your reaction to seeing what you saw today?
Well, look, firstly, it was really important for me to be here to see the destruction that you've mentioned, but also to show my support and that of the department's support. I cannot commend Principal Gormley enough, all of the staff, the boards of management, the team here, who really came together after the storm, assessed the damage, and in a very quick space of time ensured that all students were back and that those that were without classrooms, that there were classrooms identified. It's really important now that obviously they're supported to get those classrooms back up and running, that we can return the school back to its former self. But today really was about showing support, acknowledging the destruction that has been caused and making sure that they have what they need. This is a really fantastic school. They offer so much to the students here, and we want to ensure that that continues.
Important that the repair works are fast-tracked. We know that students are studying now out of the gym. They're in cramped conditions here. I know it's only short-term, but it's important that that work gets underway, that repair work, as soon as possible.
Absolutely. The objective here is to make sure that the damage is assessed, that we know exactly what the repair works need to be, and that obviously whoever it is that's needed to do that work, that they can be identified, and that the funding can be put in place as quickly as possible. But that is happening. We're working very closely, and my department is working closely with the school here, and I hope to see the work starting as soon as possible.
In terms of what maybe could be done for future weather events, how schools can be better prepared going forward, do you have any ideas how that can be done as of now?
I think overall schools have responded really well, but what I have asked my department to do in the next few weeks is to put forward proposals for a contingency plan should something like this happen again, so that we have a greater picture much earlier on in the aftermath of perhaps a storm. We know that these storms are coming quick and fast. Perhaps in the aftermath that we would have a better picture of the impact on schools, who is perhaps with electricity, is there damage, so that we can respond even faster. So I'll have that in the matter of weeks, and that will feed into the broader body of work that's been done at a national level. Minister O'Brien has asked for his department to come back in a month's time to make sure that we have a winter ready plan in place, so that we can strengthen our ESB networks, so that we can ensure the resources and the equipment and the technology that's needed should something like this happen again, that it's there, that it can be accessed quickly. And then the broader response, we have to make sure that we are as coordinated as possible. Now, again, I cannot commend enough the 3,000 plus people from ESB and other countries who have come and worked day and night in awful weather conditions to get people reconnected. It's unlike something we've ever seen before. But I do appreciate that there are still some homes, particularly in the west here in South Sligo and in Leitrim, that are still without power, and I want to assure those that we are doing everything we can to get them reconnected and to have them back in their homes or in their homes where there's heat, water and lighting as quickly as possible.
There has been some criticism from different quarters over the government's overall approach to this, albeit unprecedented weather event. Do you think things could have been done differently in the lead up and the aftermath of Storm Éowyn?
I think in the lead up to this storm, and you're right, this was once in a lifetime. I've never seen a storm like this myself, and I think most people would say the same. There was a very clear warning set out that this was going to be a storm unlike we had never seen before. And I think because of that warning, lives were saved. And I acknowledge and just want to pass on my condolences to the young man who lost his life. And I think we're all devastated that that happened. It could have been worse. And I think the red weather warning was very important to have that in place. I think the response that happened was immediate. I think the amount of homes that were reconnected in such a short space of time was very positive. But of course, we have to learn lessons. We have to be prepared insofar as we can for something like this to happen again. It's local authorities working with local communities, working with the ESB, with our water networks, that everybody is working in a joint up way so that we can support people, and in particular those who are most vulnerable: hospitals, elderly people at home, people who need medical equipment, and those who are out obviously trying to respond to the storm themselves.
To somewhat add insult to injury, Minister, there were rumblings from the opposition in the Dáil yesterday that the very people who are across Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal heading into a fortnight now without power may actually have to foot the bill for this mammoth ongoing restoration operation by the ESB. There's talk of maybe potential price hikes. Do you think that's fair if it comes to pass?
I think we need to invest in our overall network, and that's something that government as a whole is committed to doing, not to passing on to those who are impacted most, but government as a whole has committed to investing in upgrading our networks. That's the most important thing here. We have money from our windfall tax, the Apple tax, and we've said very clearly that is going to be invested in infrastructure. It's our electricity grid, it's our broadband structure, it's our road network, it's our water network, and that has to apply evenly and equally, whether you're in a rural part of the country, whether you're in an urban part of the country. But that money will be invested well, and it will be invested so that's, you know, should something like this happen again or as it happens into the future, that we don't have the major outages that we had. It's also really important, and there is an absolute focus and a priority now needs to be placed on clearing our power lines as well, making sure where we have issues around trees, which have caused so much of the destruction falling on lines, that they can be cleared as quickly as possible. And so we're working with Caolte, we're working with our agricultural partners to try and ensure that that happens as quickly as possible. But we have to learn lessons here. We have to make sure that if this happens again, we are always better prepared than we were the last time. And I certainly think when it comes to future investment, it will be in our infrastructure, in our roads, in our water, in our networks, and government is committed to doing that.
Finally, just on a separate issue, Minister, the reform to the senior cycle, you're pressing ahead with it anyway, despite quite substantial concerns from various principals across the country.
My intention here is to listen to and engage with and consult with all of our school leaders, our principals, deputy principals, and I met with a significant number of them yesterday at a conference held by my own department. There's huge momentum there when it comes to senior cycle reform. There's a huge amount of work has already been done in terms of changes to the applied leaving cert and certain subjects, in terms of special education and the marking of that, in terms of the rollout of transition year students. There's 60,000 students now this year will be engaged in transition year, and the next stage then is the start of the first 7 new subjects, which will be rolled out in September. It's really important that we move along with that. It's a discussion, it's a body of work that begun almost 8 years ago. And so my intention is to make sure that the supports, the resources, the concerns that teachers are raising, that they are addressed, that I work with them to address those concerns in the coming months, and that come September that they feel ready and that they're ready to start this stage.